You know the vibes! Welcome back to another episode of the Hoop Genius Podcast brought to you by NBA 2K25. It's myself, Mohamed Sy, alongside me as always, the three-time NBA champion, Mr. BJ Armstrong. BJ, how's it going, bro?
Yo, can't complain. But, as we say here, only terrific.
Oh, it's far from terrific here. It's freezing cold and miserable. To add to that, we both got every single prediction yesterday completely incorrect.
Mo, I'm going to let you go first because I know what you're doing. And why? The only reason because you just want to maintain your lead. You're like, well, no matter what happens, I can maintain my lead. So now I'm going to let you predict first.
Okay. Okay.
I'll let you predict first. There's no way we can pick the same. There's no way.
Okay. We can do that. I'm not fazed. We'll do it today. This will be today's episode. We're going to go through tonight's NBA Cup games and pick the winners, starting with the Celtics and the Wizards, where I'm picking the Boston Celtics.
Why are we picking games now? Is that a new thing? Is that fun to do?
The reason is because we used to do this show every day in the morning, UK time, and it would be nighttime for you. And it would be people would listen to it in the morning to catch up with what they missed the night before. Now the show is in the afternoon UK time in the morning for you, which means people have already kind of caught up on last night's games, but they're thinking about tonight's games, or at least I hope they are.
And the reason I'm asking is because it's very difficult to make a decision when you're uninformed. Because what we really should call this segment of the show is who's injured and who's not.
The injury report.
this is why it's not fun to do, because we have to wait to find out, one, who's available. I mean, probably half of the rosters are game time decisions. I've never seen this before, and it's very frustrating when you don't know who's available, and it doesn't make sense other than we're doing it for some reason. I don't know.
We're doing it for fun. For fun, for the love of the game. I've got the Celtics winning big because they're in the in-season tournament. They're second in their group. They're 1-1. The Hawks are 2-0, top of the group. And the group, the winner goes through, but the second place team has to have the best points differential. So they really need to win big in Washington tonight.
Sounds reasonable and logical to me. However, who's available?
For the Boston Celtics, currently everyone except for Porzingis. And for the Wizards, Marvin Bagley is game time decision, Sadiq Bey is out, and Tristan Vucevic is out.
Okay.
Then we get on to a more fun one. The Philadelphia 76ers. Kyle Lowry and Paul George are out, and they're facing the Brooklyn Nets, who are going to be without Bojan Bogdanovic, De'Ron Sharp, Dorian Finney-Smith, and Nick Claxton are both game time decisions, and the Sixers are at home. So I'm picking the Sixers for that one. Even though they're a stinky 2-12, surely they can't lose.
Is Joel playing? Is he available?
He's not on the injury report, so he should be.
Is Maxey playing out?
Well, he's not on the injury report. Only Paul George and Kyle Lowry on the injury report, so they should have their big two.
I mean, this really makes me upset. It's cramping my style right now because I said I'm only terrific, but this kind of is like a very disappointing thing because you don't know who's available. Sixers. We'll say Sixers.
Yeah, we'll go with the Sixers. I mean, I'd love to put a positive spin on it, but here we are. NBA Cup, feel free to sponsor the show if you want us to hype you up. Warriors at the Pelicans.
Who's available?
Steph Curry is a game time decision, and for New Orleans, basically everyone is out.
Warriors.
I'm going with the Warriors.
Oh no! That's why you've got to go first.
I'm going with the Warriors anyway. Even if Steph is a game time decision, the Pelicans have basically. I don't know how many more games we are away from the Pelicans calling me and you and offering us 10-day contracts because they just have no one healthy on their roster.
What are they doing down there, by the way?
In New Orleans.
Yeah.
Well, they're not playing. That's what they're not doing.
Well, yeah, but it seems every year.
I don't know who the medical staff is there, but I feel like they need to change. The Trailblazers at the Rockets. I'm picking the Rockets.
Rockets. And just going back one, shout out to Coach Green down there.
Willie Green.
Yeah, just we love you. What can you do? I can't think of anyone right now that needs a hug. Because he's not only terrific right now. He's not only terrific with the way their roster is. But okay, let's move on.
Well, Willie Green, if you'd like to swap lives with me, we can swap anytime you're ready because I will take coaching the New Orleans Pelicans over being frozen to death in miserable England. Can you tell I'm in a bad mood today, BJ? Can you tell? Can you tell that I'm far from terrific? Anyway, the
Okay.
Hawks at the Bulls. I'm going with the Hawks.
I'm going with the bullies.
You're going with the
Bullies.
Bulls? Why?
Same reason you're going with the Hawks.
Less interest.
Yeah.
2-0 in cup play so far, 7-9 versus the 6-10 Bulls. An interesting one, which had a little rivalry last year, was the Pacers and the Bucks. Bucks will be at home tonight. The injury report is not looking great for either team. Giannis, game time decision, Chris Middleton out, Ryan Rollins out. And then for the Pacers, Isaiah Jackson is out for the season. Nembhard is out, Nesmith is out, Ben Shepherd is game time decision, Jairus Walker is game time decision, and James Wiseman is out for the season. This isn't even a basketball show anymore. This is a fucking, oh, excuse my
That's
language.
what
This is a medical show. Yo,
yeah.
this is what
This
I'm
is what I'm
saying, bro.
saying.
Like, what are we
Oh,
doing
when
here?
ex this is it's so disappointing. Like,
Coming
you
next week,
keep
the
doing this.
EuroLeague podcast.
Exactly. Like, when we started doing this, I started realizing this is a show where we're just giving medical reports. We're not even talking about what I have my principal. I have to talk about what's on the court. No one's on the court. Like,
And here's the thing as well. Like, I get approached very often by betting companies who want to do sponsored segments and, Mo, we want you to tell us who's going to win tonight and da da da. I can't do that. Number one, I don't gamble. Number two, I don't want any of you guys listening to gamble. Not just because gambling is bad. I know some of you guys have fun with it, but because it's impossible to bet on the NBA because everyone's always injured. It makes no sense anymore. There's not any picks. Like last night, we picked the Magic to lose to the Lakers, and somehow Anthony Davis misses free throws and Franz Wagner hits a game winner. It's unpredictable. That's why we love it. But it would be nice to have some level of consistency in the rosters. But have you got the Pacers or the Bucks? I'm leaning towards the Bucks on the condition that Giannis plays because he's a game time decision.
well, you got to make a decision, though. Which one are you
I
doing?
said the Bucks.
Oh, is that what you said? You said you're leaning towards the Bucks.
Yeah,
You said you're
yeah,
leaning.
yeah.
Oh, so you're leaning, but that means you're.
Yeah, I'm going with the
I'm
Bucks. But if Giannis plays, I'll happily take that. If Giannis doesn't play, I'll happily take the L on this.
going with the Pacers.
Okay.
I'm going with the Pacers.
Okay. The Mavericks and the Nuggets. We get to see two of the best players in the league, Doncic and Jokic, but Doncic is out and Jokic is a game time decision. So I can't wait to tune in.
Go ahead. Lean, Mo. Don't
Aaron
lean
Gordon
back,
is
Mo.
out.
Lean back.
Do the
Lean,
rock
Mo.
away. Everybody lean back.
Go ahead,
Like BJ, I don't
lean,
know.
Mo.
I don't know if
Exactly.
I'm just having a bad day or if
No, it's
this
not a
is
bad
just
day.
cooked now. Like, come on, man. I kill myself to stay up all night watching these
We
games.
keep saying the following.
And what am I watching?
Exactly. What are we watching? What are we
What are
doing?
we
Because
watching?
how are we supposed to learn about this new brand of basketball if no one plays? Like, are we just gonna assume that it's good? Well, we want to know. What we want to understand what makes the league great today. We want to understand what makes the players great today. However, how are we gonna do that if no one ever plays?
Valid.
How? Like, I don't know. And when we started this, I was like, it's impossible because you don't know who's winning, who's playing, who's available. I don't know. So who you got? Mavericks, Nuggets, who you got?
I'm gonna say I'm picking the Mavericks because last time they played, Kyrie put up what, 43 points? This was just a couple of weeks ago. Kyrie put up 43 points because they couldn't guard him. And now the Nuggets won that game because Jokic put up 37, 18, and 15. Without Jokic, if he's a game time decision, they're going to lose. But he might
So you
play
going
and then we're
Mavericks? You going
wrong. But I'm
Mavericks?
going to pick the Mavs. But I don't know
Okay,
if
I'm
Jokic
going
plays, then
Nuggets.
I'll pick the Nuggets. But I'll go with the Mavs
But
for now.
I'm going with Nuggets.
Okay. So we're essentially not predicting the games. We're predicting which game time decision will play and
No,
which one won't.
we're predicting the games. You started the segment. I was
No,
like,
this is what I'm explaining to the audience. Do you know what I
no,
mean? Like,
the
in
audience is
case they're
way,
using our
the
predictions
audience
to
is
base
way ahead of
anything they're
us.
doing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I
Clippers and Kings, Kawhi out, Norman Powell out, PJ Tucker, can't believe he's even still playing, is out. And then Malik Monk is out, Devin Carter, Isaiah Crawford, and Mason Jones are out.
Who do you got?
It's gonna be the That's a tough one. The Clippers have won three straight, but the Kings are healthier. Like, what am I supposed to do here? This is
You ask me this every day, and I'm thinking, what am I doing here? Like I've been thinking this now for about 3 weeks or however long the season's been.
I'm
And
picking
I can't.
the Kings. Why not? I'll pick the Kings.
Okay, I'm picking the Kings.
Yeah, I'll pick. De'Aaron Fox put out a new commercial for his sneaker, so he's got to put on a big performance. I'm following the money. This is my logic. This
Okay.
is my logic. I mean, it's dark times as an NBA fan, but there are some very exciting things going on,
Okay, what's
regardless
going
of
on?
the injuries. LeBron threw down an insane poster last night over Jonathan Isaac, one of the best defenders in the league. But as I said earlier, Franz Wagner beat the Lakers with a step back three at the end of the game. But the interesting one for me last night was the Timberwolves versus the Raptors. There was a possession where I wanted to get your opinion on this. I think it's the score was tied 95 all. They're going down a stretch in clutch time. Rudy Gobert has sealed the defender in the paint, or like he's got a good post up position on a smaller defender. Julius Randle's got the ball at the top. I don't know if you saw the clip or if you're watching the game. And Julius Randle does not pass him the ball. Rudy gets annoyed, gets a 3 second violation, walking back down the court. Anthony Edwards is just screaming at him. In that situation, are you giving, because Randle's being guarded by Jakob Poeltl, right? If I'm Julius Randle, I'm thinking I'm going to cook this guy. Rudy, get out of the paint so I can go to work. But if you're Rudy Gobert, you've got a smaller defender on you. You're thinking I'm 7 foot tall. Give me the damn ball for a post up. What are you doing in that situation, BJ, if you were Julius Randle?
Well, I have to see the play. And many times, Mo, within the when you in the when you're in a game situation, there's a time and place for everything. And what I mean by that is, first of all, we have to look at the time and score. We have to put it in its proper perspective. There's sometimes where, the best player or one of the best players on the team has to do what they have to do. And then there's other times where the time and score will dictate, for you to do something else. So I don't apply, logic to every
The play is there.
situation.
I've sent you the play.
Okay.
Well, the
And you got
question,
to
I
look at
guess,
it.
is this. If you had to get a bucket in this situation, what would you rather? Julius Randle guarded by Jakob Poeltl on the perimeter, or Rudy Gobert guarded by a smaller defender under the basket?
Hold on, let me look at this play real quick.
Because I just think, logically, if I'm on a team where I know the big man wants to get posts up, I'm just going to throw him a couple posts up early on in the first quarter so he's happy, and then he goes and plays defense and rebounds for the rest of the game. And then we're not in this situation with 5 minutes left in the fourth.
Well, okay. I'm going to say this. All right, I'm looking at the score. I'm looking at it from the player's perspective now. There's roughly 5 minutes left. It's 95-95. He literally had that man posted beneath the
Underneath the hoop,
basket.
yeah.
Not in front of the hoop. He had him posted.
Underneath.
Okay.
The game finished
Now.
110 to 105, by the way. So from that point on, the Timberwolves only scored 10 points.
Okay, so I'm looking at this, and one of two things happened. First, either he looked him off.
Yes.
Or second, he didn't see him. Okay. Now, sometimes players do get tunnel vision. And I didn't learn that lesson until I got to the NBA.
Oh, my teammates learn that lesson every day because I am passing
Yeah. Okay. That's
that rock.
what I'm saying. And I didn't learn that. Being a guard, it was a responsibility to pass the ball to the open guy. To be a facilitator, do those things. However, I did learn sometime that players get tunnel vision and they actually can't see. The reason they don't pass you the ball is because they can't see you. And once I learned that lesson, I began to inquire about how to improve ball handling, how to improve passing angles, passing with your left hand, right hand. A play call doesn't, you know, coaches don't call plays just so you can get a shot. Coaches call plays to give the team the best advantage to get the best shot. Okay? If you start to understand the nuances of the game or the details of the game, somewhere here, Mo, it went from one generation to the other. A switch now is the green light for the guard to get the shot when the big guy is now. Now, I don't know how that happened. Well, I still haven't seen a higher percentage shot than a layup or a dunk. I haven't seen a higher. I know that we talk about corner threes and everyone's shooting threes. I don't understand the logic to say, get the best available shot that you can. What I don't like about the game and what I don't like about this play is because now we hear NBA personnel, executives, head coaches, analytic people, presidents of teams, general managers of teams, tell me to my face, Mo, and look at me with a straight face, and they say the following. A two-point shot is a bad shot. A two-point shot now is a bad shot. Well, I made it. I'm shooting 60% from, well, that's a bad shot. We only want three shots. We want the corner threes, we want layups, okay, or we want to get to the free throw line. Now, Mo, I don't understand. So I've quietly over the years just said, I'm going to watch so that I can understand. But all I know is the best players all shoot mid-range shots. Why? Because, Mo, you got to have an imagination to say, what is the defense giving me? Or am I coming out to the game with a predetermined mindset to say, this is what we're going to do? So when I go watch the game, there's no more creativity. There's no more imagination. It's just that we have basically robots running up and down the court. You run to the three-point line, I run to the three-point line. At first, I try to get a layup. If I can't get a layup, I try to get fouled. Mo loves to talk about players flopping. Well, Mo, guess what?
I don't love to talk about it, for the record.
Well, Mo, well, it clearly annoys you.
It sickens me.
Yes,
it disgusts me.
If I go to another game and someone drives and you don't call a foul, these players go berserk now, as if it's a rite of passage to go to the basket and look for a foul, right? What did they call that? Swim through move or whatever, Mo? You're not even going to the basket. Yeah, whatever they call it. They're not even going to the basket to score. They're just going to the basket to get fouled. So this is what's being taught. I'm not going to be mad at the players. This is what's being taught here. We've stripped the players of any type of imagination. We've stripped the players of any type of read the defense or take what the defense is giving you. It's just now, it's a program. All 30 teams play the same exact way. How? What they all got in one big room and all came to the conclusion this is the way to play? Everyone runs a five-out offense. Everyone shoots 50 threes a night. And whoever makes the most threes, more times than not, wins the game now.
Wins the championship now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to watch. I'm just going to observe and just say this is what it is. The teachers of the game now have influenced the game so much so that it's more fun for me to go watch a pickup game than to watch the NBA right now. And here's why I say that. Because no one plays the same exact way in the pickup game. This guy drives to the basket. This guy has a little shake in his game. This guy loves to post up.
This guy.
Some players are athletic. It's like fun to watch the creativity or at least the imagination of the game. But when you watch an NBA game, everyone plays the same exact way. Mo, I've never seen it. It's kind of like, Mo, we're kind of like, it's just a program now. I don't even know. Like the defense is up on you, but you're still trying to shoot a three. The defense drops off of you. You're still trying to shoot a three. Well, they're dropping off of you because probably you can't shoot. But the guy still, when you couldn't shoot Mo in a few years ago, the coaches would teach you to take up the space to get to
Close the gap.
So did we stop teaching that, Mo? Or is that just
Yes.
like a, okay. So
Otherwise, Ben Simmons would have a flourishing NBA career.
this is what bothers me, is because now, Mo, I'm beginning to question the teachers of the game. I'm questioning everybody now. So I don't want to go on some, well, whatever. I'm not trying to go down that path, but it's just so disappointing because these are really, really good players. But Mo, the fundamentals of the game are clearly lacking. They're clearly lacking from the game because everyone doesn't play or have the same skill set as Steph Curry or Klay Thompson or, some of the Reggie Miller or Ray Allen. Okay. But Mo, some of the guys have a different skill set, which can be highlighted to help you win a game. And now the first thing, and then I'll be quiet here. Every single coach at the collegiate level or the pro level, you know what the first thing they ask me, Mo?
Tell me.
Can he shoot? And I asked them the same exact thing. If I sent you Shaquille O'Neal, would you ask that question?
Nowadays, they probably would.
And nowadays, Mo, they probably would. And you're exactly right, Mo. And then that to me is why I'm countering with only terrific. Because, Mo, I refuse to believe if Shaquille O'Neal was playing in today's game, some executive would say, well, he can't shoot, so let's not play him. You can't tell me that, Mo. You can't tell me that the only thing that matters in the game is someone's ability to shoot a three. It's like getting to a point now, Mo, where the scale has tipped so far that I'm just like. And by the way, I admire shooting. Like, the other way, I went to the Laker game and the guy Connect made, like, I don't know, he had like 37 points. But Mo, yeah, I understand why he's shooting threes. But Mo, there are other people on the roster that shouldn't even be allowed to look at the 3-point line. They shouldn't even know what that line means out there. Okay? There's some players who shouldn't even, and those people now are taking threes. And Mo, and I'm saying that because, listen, it is what it is. So I'm going to leave that alone.
I
I'm
hear
going to
it.
leave it alone. Yeah, I'm going to leave it alone.
I hear it. I hear it, bro. That's another episode of the Hoop Genius Podcast. A nice cheerful episode to end your week.
Yes,
We'll be
yes,
back on
yes.
Monday.
Yeah, we'll be back. We'll be back. I got to get my only terrific back. I got to get it because what did we? The injury report. Let's just call it the injury report. Let's just give them the injury report and allow the audience to predict. How do you know? How are you going to know if you don't even know he's going to play?
A wise man knows only one thing, that he knows nothing.
Well, I don't know anything.
I know
I
absolutely
don't.
nothing. Absolutely nothing. But that's been another week of the podcast. If this is your first time listening to the show, I promise you they're not always this depressing. But if you're a regular listener, appreciate you rocking with us. I feel like I had to put that disclaimer in.
Yes, you
But
did.
yeah, we'll be back. Subscribe, YouTube, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcast from. And yeah, enjoy your weekends, everyone. Enjoy your weekends. I hope they are, as BJ would say, only terrific. We've got a nice early game on Sunday, the Celtics and the Timberwolves in Boston, which I'm looking forward to watching. I might even do a watch along on playback, if the mood strikes and if enough people want to watch. So stay ready. Go join the channel, sign up for playback, and you might see me on there. But until next time, you guys know what it is. Get buckets.